weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 88. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 66. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 88. Tomorrow, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 82.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. After concerns of price increases of energy coming from the company of Evergy across the state of Kansas, they have announced that they are scaling back some of their expansion projects planned for this year. As Cake News reports that the company did announce the scaling back of their plans to add more clean energy over the next decade, along with keeping open one of their oldest coal plants for years to come. Cake News reports that the decision comes after Evergy had tried to announce plans of retiring the Lawrence Energy Center by the end of this year and add a 700 megawatts of solar power by the end of 2024. They say now with the updated and revised plan, they don't plan to add any solar power until the year 2026, while keeping the Lawrence coal plant open until 2028. The utility company of Evergy does serve more than 1.6 million customers across the states of Kansas and Missouri and says they have downsized near 37% of their 3,500 megawatts of renewable generation that they had planned to add this year. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Early bird specials are here for you only at Rusty Eck Ford. They say the early bird gets the worm. Well, at Rusty Eck Ford, the early bird gets $500. That's right. When you buy any new or pre-owned vehicle at Rusty Eck Ford and make your deal by 1 p.m., you'll get a $500 Visa gift card that you can use on whatever you want, anywhere you want. Call us, come see us, or check us out online at RustyEckFord.com. Our team will help you find the new or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV you want from our huge inventory. We'll help you with the best deal right up front. You'll get top dollar for your trade, plus you'll get a $500 Visa gift card when you make your deal by 1 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Get the $500 early bird special today only from Rusty Eck Ford. Experience the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. Prices plus tax and fees. $500 Visa gift card with purchase of vehicle in stock prior to 1 p.m. at Rusty Eck Ford. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials. Offers expire months ahead.
Republican lawmakers across the state of Kansas are speaking out after the investigation regarding envelopes that were sent to more than 100 lawmakers with white powdery substances that were a cause for concern.
Receiving this, you know, gives you pause because something like this could affect your household, your family.
That's freshman State Senator Webster Roth on Cake News. State Representative Stephen Owens from the 74th District said that as far as he's aware, only Republicans are the ones that received the letters.
As I understand it, only Republicans are the ones that have received these letters. I haven't heard from a single one of our Democrat colleagues that received this.
They say it is a cause for concern, especially when it's some of the tough votes that happen in the legislature in Topeka as a scare and bully tactic to try and persuade individuals to vote a certain way.
No public official should ever be threatened for a vote they make. They should never have their families threatened for a vote they should make. Things like this are why it's hard to find good people to run for public office in this state and this country.
Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Most hailstorms last 3 to 5 minutes. In that time, Mother Nature can deal a crushing blow to your crops, your profits, and the future of your farming operation. Remove that risk with crop hail coverage from Blue Valley Insurance. Our crop hail policies provide protection against physical damage from hail, and our wind coverage ensures a safety net in case of damaging winds and tornadoes. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With the legislative session in the state of Nebraska officially over, it did take a little bit longer and some later hours for the legislators before they were able to wrap up for the new session this year that cost the state of Nebraska a bit more money than expected. NBC Nebraska Scott's Bluff reports that according to the figures coming from the Legislative Accounting Office, they say that staffing the college aides pages and the red-coated sergeants of arms that help keep the order in the legislative chambers rose by 23% in salaries this year compared to the last 90-day session of 2021, along with the overtime payments that happened for clerk's office, revisers of statutes, legislative fiscal office, and sergeant of arms this year were up more than double than that was in 2021. They say the Nebraska State Patrol also had 14% more hours providing security during the session that included many overnighters with galleries that had to be cleared due to unruly spectators and protesters. Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today. The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Homestead Days in Beatrice officially kicked off Wednesday and continue through the weekend. Free family swim Thursday evening at the Beatrice Aquatic Center starts at 5 with a color run at 6. Friday's a family fun night at Beatrice High School beginning at 5:30 with fireworks Friday at 9:45. Saturday, the Homestead Days parade begins at 10 a.m., arts in the park at noon. An outdoor movie, the D.C. Super League of Pets, shows at Charles Park Saturday evening at 9. Sunday, the car show at Chautauqua Park begins at 8 a.m. during Homestead Days in Beatrice. A busy weekend with several community events planned Saturday. Frankfort continues the annual Summerfest tradition with a farmer's market opening at 8 a.m. Co-ed softball, a 5K fun run and walk, starts at 8. Parades at 11. Cornhole tournament registration opens at 10:30 with a lunch at the care home. Inflatables operated noon till 4 with free swimming at the Frankfort City Pool from 1 to 6. Activities with vendors and a beer garden in the city park. Live music by Jake Rose at 5. Sons of the American Legion will host the smoked pork chop dinner at the park 5 until 8. The pedal pull begins at 6 and a street dance with the Johnny Woods Band at 8:30 will include fireworks at 9:30 Saturday in Frankfort. Angie Armstrong talks about the activities.
So we are going to have some live music this year at Summerfest. We're really excited. One of our locals, Jake Rose, he's going to be playing from 5 to 8, and he is loads of fun. And then we are going to have the Johnny Woods Band as our big street dance headliner. We haven't had a street dance at Summerfest in a while, so we're excited to bring the street dance back, and that is sponsored by First National Bank in Frankfort. And during that dance, we're going to be enjoying some fireworks.
Home City Fun Fest, which was postponed from April, will include a scavenger hunt Saturday for golf carts and ATVs leaving from the ballpark shelter house anytime, 10 to 2. A kickball tournament's planned, cornhole at 3, face painting, a bounce house, and rock climbing wall will be offered 11 to 7, with karaoke at the ball field shelter at 7:30. Coolers welcome for a $10 charge with a beer garden open. Jessica Leese is among organizers for the family event.
Saturday, June 24th, be the third annual Fun Fest that we have had. Home City used to have a community event years ago, but kind of fizzled itself out, and we've brought it back, and we just want to keep building on it and having more families come join us each summer.
In Odell, the annual Community Day celebration Saturday will include sand volleyball, a free throw contest, plus 3-on-3 basketball at 1, sidewalk chalk at 4, an egg toss at 5, and a parade at 6. Redneck Olympics Saturday at 6:30, a pedal pull at 7, along with a bounce house and rock wall. A DJ downtown, plus fireworks at dark in Odell Saturday. Sunday afternoon, Sean Cole will perform with Dave Anderson at the Rice Lodge, 4 until 7 p.m. Brittany Cotis is excited for the event.
It's one of those things where Odell Day has kind of waxed and waned my whole life as growing up here. And it's one of those things where I feel like the more that come, the better it always is, and the more that volunteer. Obviously, these things don't take place without the volunteers that work for the months before and line things up. This is kind of our give back to our community and thanking them. And we've had some really great sponsors that have helped with that as well.
Larry L. Woolbrandt, age 83 of Marysville, passed away Thursday. A graveside service is planned Friday, 10:30 at the Marysville City Cemetery with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Larry Woolbrandt. Jonathan L. Esslinger, age 36, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30 at the Berean Church in Marysville. Private family burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Monday, 5 until 7, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Jonathan Esslinger. Shirley M. Spangler, age 88, of Axtell, passed away June the 8th. A funeral service is planned July 1st, 10 a.m. at the Mission Covenant Church, southwest of Axtell. Burial in the Rose Hill Cemetery. Axtell Andreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Shirley Spangler.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
At Tony's Meat Market in Marysville, fresh is the expectation, not a choice. Offering special orders, a drive-through window for easy pickup, and always the freshest meat around. If you haven't seen what Tony's Meat Market has to offer, swing on down to 1509 Center Street in Marysville across from Superwash. Steaks, pork chops, hamburger, chicken, barbecue essentials, and now ice-cold beer. Whether you're feeding 5 or 50, Tony's has you covered. A friend from the first visit. That's Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. A slight chance for some rain showers overnight tonight, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Some showers are possible early Friday morning, then sunshine with our highs in the lower 80s and lower 90s. And more showers are possible off and on throughout Friday night, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. Some showers are possible off and on throughout Saturday, mixing with sunshine with our highs in the upper 80s and mid-90s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Some showers early Saturday night, then clearing up with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. Westerly winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Some sunshine throughout Sunday with our highs in the lower 80s and mid-90s. And partly cloudy skies over Sunday night with our lows in the upper 50s and mid-60s. And still sunny and warmer on Monday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late June, 88. Record high on this date, 104. The average low, 66, and the record low, 45. Sunset this evening, 8:57. Sunrise in the morning at 6:01.
Money can't buy happiness, but some purchases may bring more happiness than others. Details today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, June 22nd, the 173rd day of the year. Actress Meryl Streep and author Dan Brown are sharing a birthday. Forget about trying to buy your way to happiness. It really is true, after the initial change in our lives following a material purchase, we quickly revert to our former state of happiness. But psychologists say that there is an exception to the rule. Consumers who make experimental purchases, travel or a concert, for example, are much happier than those who make strictly material purchases. What's more, it's not the experience itself that makes us happy, but it's sharing it with other people that matters. Something to remember when you finally hit the big jackpot. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day online at almanac.com.
When severe storms approach, tune to Kia DY for the latest up-to-date watches and warnings. Stay safe and ahead of the storm with updates from the National Weather Service, WeatherEye Weather Network, and our local reporters. Severe storm coverage on Kia DY, service of these community sponsors.
The supplies you choose when replacing or rebuilding after a storm matter just as much as who you call to do the job. Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber carry the highest quality building materials when you need them. From shingles to storm doors, roofing and siding, paint and lawn to finish the job, and always ready for pickup. Save time, save money, save worry after the storm. From start to finish, all in one stop, visit Hometown Lumber in Marysville or Axtell Lumber today.
The Check 21 Act, passed by Congress, makes checking accounts a whole lot simpler today. Every check you write will be copied onto your monthly statement in smaller form, so at a glance you can see your check traffic. Verifying your check transactions will be faster and more efficient for you and for the bank. You'll have more time to hit a few golf balls or enjoy some quality time with your kids or grandkids. Citizens State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer. Since 1947, the staff of Bruna Implement Company works daily to provide the best parts and service when you need it the most. Bruna Implement Company has been family owned for three generations. They know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer in Marysville, Washington, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and now Humboldt, Nebraska.
Bruce's Body Shop in Marysville is ready to help with your body repair, refinishing, and collision work. They offer total glass installation and feature 24-hour wrecker service. If it's an accident, hail damage, or other automotive repairs, drop by the shop at 410 North 6th in Marysville. Bruce's Body Shop. Help with body repair, refinishing, and collision work, 24-hour wrecker service, and glass installation.
Welcome to the 45th Annual Homestead Days Celebration. Join all the fun June 21st through the 25th. The Beatrice Chamber of Commerce and participating members invite you to take part in all the activities that will be happening throughout Beatrice and the Homestead National Historical Park, like the Fireworks Pyro Musical, car shows, kids activities, live entertainment, parade, swap meet, rib fest, color run, and so much more. Don't miss any of the action by downloading your very own brochure at homesteaddays.com. Enjoy the 45th Annual Homestead Days Celebration.
If you want a chance to celebrate the Kansas City Chiefs and their Super Bowl win from last season, well, you've got opportunities as the Chiefs will go on a tour with the Lombardi Trophy. It will be in Wichita on July 1st, Leawood, Kansas on July 16th, and in Topeka on July 17th. The NBA draft is tonight, and former Kansas Jayhawk Grady Dick is expected to be a top 15 pick. Most sports outlets have Dick going as the number 11 overall pick. Keontae Johnson, former forward for Kansas State, is projected to go in the 40s, as well as Jalen Wilson from the University of Kansas. Former Kansas City Chief wide receiver Tyreek Hill was in trouble after an assault and battery involving Tyreek Hill this past weekend in Miami. After police investigated the incident, no charges will be filed against Tyreek Hill. Patrick Mahomes has been nominated for several awards at the 2023 EPCs, including Best Athlete in Men's Sports and Best NFL Player. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Early bird specials are here for you only at Rusty Eck Ford. They say the early bird gets the worm. Well, at Rusty Eck Ford, the early bird gets $500. That's right. When you buy any new or pre-owned vehicle at Rusty Eck Ford and make your deal by 1 p.m., you'll get a $500 Visa gift card that you can use on whatever you want, anywhere you want. Call us, come see us, or check us out online at RustyEckFord.com. Our team will help you find the new or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV you want from our huge inventory. We'll help you with the best deal right up front. You'll get top dollar for your trade, plus you'll get a $500 Visa gift card when you make your deal by 1 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Get the $500 early bird special today, only from Rusty Eck Ford. Experience the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. Prices plus tax and fees. $500 Visa gift card with purchase of vehicle in stock prior to 1 p.m. at Rusty Eck Ford. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials. Offers expire months ahead.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Doug Downs. The Kansas City Royals could not pull off a series win again. They lose it to the Tigers 2-1. The Royals got beat last night 9-4 to complete the three-game series. Now Kansas City is going on the road to take on the best team in baseball start tonight in the Tampa Bay Rays. In the College World Series, Florida has moved on to the Championship Series. They knocked TCU out yesterday with a 3-2 win. Wake Forest and LSU will play an elimination game tonight to see who moves on to the Championship Series. LSU beat Wake Forest last night 5-2, forcing a game two tonight. The basketball tournament, better known as the TBT, will make its way to Wichita and Charles Koch Arena July 19th through the 23rd. They will also have a TBT quarterfinal game on July 25th. Three local teams will participate, the Aftershocks for Wichita State, Mass Street for Kansas, and Purple and Black for Kansas State. The Aftershocks and Purple and Black are on the same side of the bracket. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Wildcat fans, K-State football single game tickets are on sale now. Don't miss the action as your 2022 Big 12 champs defend their title this fall in the Bill. Prices start at just $30 for the home opener September 2nd. Don't wait to order as prices are subject to change. Reserve your seat today by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
Marysville Senior Legion Post 163 fell in Corning in a doubleheader Wednesday night, 3-14 and 2-18. Next contest for the boys will be a doubleheader in Hiawatha on Sunday before home games on Thursday and next Sunday. Full schedule can be found at kndyradio.com.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance as you. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind you have you covered. Please come see the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance, 785-562-2393.
Free CPA in Marysville has built a heritage of trust and reliability with your accounting, tax, and business advisory needs through the years. Certified public accountant Marcus Fries, with over 25 years of experience, and his staff continue that tradition of outstanding service to you, the customer, each and every day. Free CPA, downtown Marysville.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started, or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Place it in a sunny window and water occasionally. That's all you need to make a crown of thorns succulent thrive. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Its common name was inspired by the ring of red, yellow, or pink flowers that top the spine-covered upright stems. Grow crown of thorns in small containers filled with a cacti and succulent potting mix to encourage flowering and more compact growth. Move to a slightly larger container when the plants become pot-bound. Water plants thoroughly when the top inch of soil is dry. Pour off any excess water that collects in the saucer to prevent root rot. Allow the soil to go a bit drier in winter if the plants are not actively growing, flowering, or producing leaves. Keep crown of thorns out of the reach of pets and children. The milky sap can cause skin and eye irritation, and if eaten, can irritate the mouth and digestive system. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
It can be difficult to earn the money needed to get a college education. Raymond Hagen graduated high school in 1935 and wanted to go to the university, but a simple desire to go was far from all he would need to make the dream become a reality. It's the story of hard work that paid off, and it's one of my favorite interviews as we take a look back on the American countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Why do you listen?
I just want to stay informed while I'm on the go.
News on the radio, it's nice because it's just a quick snippet and I don't have to go searching for it or grab a paper.
I listen to radio because anywhere that I'm going, I'm listening to music or I'm listening to a talk show or I'm just trying to stay up on current events.
I always tune into the radio to see if I need to take shelter or where it's hitting, to see what I need to be preparing for.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
Raymond Hagen graduated from Princeton High School in 1935. He wanted to go to college, but lacked the funds to do so. He did what some students might do today. He went to a local bank for a student loan.
He talked to me a little bit and wanted to know what I wanted to do, and I told him going down to university and go to school, and where are you going to stay? And I said, I don't know. And how are you going to get down there? I said, I'm going to hitchhike. And he said, how much money are you talking about? I said, $15. $15? I said, yes. He reached in his desk and handed me $15 and had me sign a paper.
With $15 in hand, he hitchhiked to Columbia, Missouri. He made do on very little.
I just ate a hamburger a day for quite a while. Kept looking for jobs. Nobody even interested in visiting with me.
He regularly ate that hamburger at a local cafe. Times were tough and he couldn't get a job, but he talked with the manager of the eating joint.
So I went up to the boss one day and I said, you care if I work in here for experience? And he said, experience? And I said, well. So he sat there a minute and hollered at Lucy, and she came up there and he said, get this young man an apron and show him how to wait tables.
Raymond worked for free just so he could put the experience on his resume. A week later, he actually got paid for the job.
One day he said, you want a job for your meals? And I said, yes. He said, you have to work at night. And I said, that's okay. He said, from 9 o'clock to about 1:30. And I said, oh, that's okay.
So Raymond was now working a job that at least paid for his diet of one hamburger each day. He eventually found additional jobs at the campus library and on a landscaping crew. The three jobs and that original $15 loan helped him graduate from the university during the Depression years. Traveling the countryside, Jefferson City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
Looking to buy a horse for your family? Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The right horse will bring a lot of joy, but also be prepared to accept many responsibilities as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
I would look for one that was as gentle and startle-free as possible. No high-strung horses for me. But to be honest, I really don't have the time to care for one. First of all, they live a long time. Many horses live 25 years or more, so it's not something you buy on a whim. There are specific shelter requirements, and you'll have the costs of hay, feed, and veterinary care. Dr. Kimberly May with Purina says the number one rule, especially if buying your first horse, is making sure it's well-trained for your needs and riding experience.
It's very heartbreaking to see somebody buy a horse and they fall in love with it and the horse is either not trained significantly enough that they can safely ride this horse or it can't do what they need it to do. The worst case scenario is somebody who buys a horse that is just uncontrollable for them. It's a very good way to get yourself hurt or killed if you buy a horse that his temperament is not suited to your needs.
You have to trust that the person you're buying the animal from will tell you the truth about its quirks and personality. A horse needs a solid, even attitude toward you and other members of the family. Once you've found the horse that suits you on the outside, you've got to check it on the inside, too, with a pre-purchase exam done by a veterinarian. If this important step is bypassed, you could be in for some disappointment.
finding out after you get it that that horse is too lame to do something that you wanted to do with it, or it's got a disease that is either expensive or untreatable, or is something that's going to cause them a poor quality of life. And so you've invested your money and your heart into this horse, and now you've got a horse that isn't going to be able to do what you want it to do, or maybe not be able to live the life that you want it to live.
Educate yourself about the horse buying process at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
Eaten ice cream right out of the carton. My favorite is mint chocolate chip.
Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose.
You know, there's nothing better than digging right into that cool, creamy treat. It satisfies my sweet tooth. But here's the thing with eating ice cream that way. It is easy to eat too much. Before you know it, one more bite, well, it's turned into three. It's tough to stop, even when you've had enough. And life is like that, too. You crave things you don't need. One thing that works for me to curb the cravings is to ask this question before I buy something. Is this a need or a want? And once in a while, it's okay to splurge. But if you do it a lot, you run the risk of not being able to buy the things you really need. So enjoy that ice cream. But know when you've had enough. This approach to life will help you be more confident, content, and generous. This is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose.
Following the costs of eating in and eating out, today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. If you've dined at a restaurant lately, you've seen prices continue to rise for eating out. U.S. Department of Agriculture economist Megan Schweitzer quotes from a May Consumer Price Index report.
Food away from home prices rose 0.5% this month and are up 8.3% over the year. So we've now seen grocery food away from home prices surpass food at home prices for the last several months now.
Schweitzer says that same consumer price index showed a much slower rate of inflation for grocery store food prices, just 0.1% over the April figure. While prices for beef, fresh fruits and vegetables and a few other food classes went up, price declines for other food categories helped offset those. For example, says Schweitzer, eggs.
For eggs, we saw a large drop in price this month. Eggs fell 13.8%, and so we've seen 4 months in a row of price declines for eggs.
A big reason for the drop? No large bird flu outbreaks since December. Retail prices peaked in January at around $4.80 a dozen for grade A large eggs. I checked a store just a few days ago, and the price was now $1.20 a dozen. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
With just 1,100 miles, Venortis Motor Company has a like-new 2023 Buick Envision Essence. They have a 2018 Buick Enclave Essence, plus a 2018 Toyota RAV4 and 2017 Jeep Renegade on trade at the Venortis Motor Company in Marysville.
Here's a look at your ag news on this Thursday, June the 22nd. I'm Jeff Aiken for the Mid-America Ag Network. Corn and soybean crops in many areas of the Midwest are in need of a drink of water. Jesse Allen has more.
Well, over the course of the three-day holiday weekend, only Iowa and some surrounding areas saw decent coverage of rainfall, while most other areas remained dry with only spotty showers. Now, that has been the storyline for weeks now. Most areas in the central and eastern Corn Belt are not seeing any widespread rain coverage, and that is causing concern for farmers. Eric Snodgrass, principal atmospheric scientist with Nutrient Ag Solutions, highlights the areas that are in need of rainfall and what it would take to most help these dry areas.
There's still a large part of Indiana, Illinois, Wisconsin, Iowa, Minnesota, you know, that stretch, and Michigan. Don't forget Michigan. So that's missed out on the rain. So we're at this point now where we don't just need rain. We actually need, like two systems a week that each have the ability to put down about an inch of rain. And we actually need, it's kind of funny, we need to bring some heat into the system when this all happens. Mm-hmm. So we need to have a much better go of it going forward here with this pattern.
And Snodgrass gives us his forecast outlook for the rest of the week ahead.
We're setting up things this week that midsection of the corn belt there, primary corn and soybean belt, isn't what I call a saddle point. It's kind of sitting there with the upper level flow being weak. A big ridge in Texas, deep trough out west. Nothing comes in the midsection of the country until maybe next weekend.
Temperatures to start the week were in the 90s across many areas of the plains and western corn belt, which could provide added stress to areas with already low soil moisture. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.
As far as Kansas goes, 80 counties with USDA disaster designations in the state. 1.5 million residents of the state are in areas of drought. That's according to the Drought Monitor. Let's look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell, Burwell Construction.
Hi, I'm Jeff Aiken. Join me every weekday on the Mid-America Ag Network for the latest market updates, the most up-to-date ag news, interviews with the newsmakers, and market analysis. Whether you need the latest prices on grains, livestock, oil, or the stock market, you'll be informed with the latest information that affects you and your business. The Mid-America Ag Network is your source for the news and information that impacts the ag industry. Check out market information and ag news with me, Jeff Aiken, every weekday on the...
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At valleyvet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit valleyvet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville.
Landowners find a big surprise when they're clearing their land. We'll tell you what to do if you unearth an old cemetery on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Generations ago, when loved ones passed away in the country, they were usually buried on their farmstead. The sites were hardly ever recorded at the local deed office, so as time went on, the families dispersed and many rural graveyards were forgotten. Michael Trinkley is the director of a foundation in South Carolina that helps people through the process of handling such a discovery. If you find a burial ground in your property, nearly every state requires you to notify law enforcement first to determine whether it was a crime scene. He says if you choose to have the remains moved to another location, most states do this in one of two ways.
The most common is that the cemetery is advertised for 30 days asking descendants to come forward and make arrangements to move the cemetery. Most often, the cost of moving the bodies is borne by the property owner. A few states have a slightly different requirement where it's actually viewed as an archaeological project and moved by archaeologists.
The other option is to leave it be and work around it.
Now, that, of course, requires that you actually determine what the boundaries are. And in many states, it requires that you develop some memorandum of agreement, some legal document specifying that you will, in fact, preserve the cemetery. You will, in fact, leave it alone in perpetuity.
No matter which option you choose, do it respectfully because it's illegal to desecrate a cemetery. I'm Jody Henke. Read more about burial grounds on private property at agriculture.com.
planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, today's been quite the change from yesterday. Well, yesterday we had a bad day in livestock. We had a good day in grains. Today, that's flipped a little bit. Yeah, right now you're looking at July corn. And July corn currently is at, check this out, 666 and three quarters. Well, that's down 4 1/4 right now. Corn for September, 620 1/4. That's down 3 1/4. Kansas City wheat for July, 878. That's up 4 1/4. Kansas City wheat for September, 877 1/2. That's up 5 1/2. July oats at 396 1/4. That's down 1 1/2. September oats at 409 1/4. That's up 4 1/2. Looking at soybeans for July, 1500 1/2. That's down 14 1/4. August soybeans at 1417 3/4. That's down 27 1/4. Live cattle for June, 177.60. Check this out, up 35 cents. Live cattle for August, even better, up 97 1/2 cents at 170.72 1/2. Looking at feeder cattle for August, 230.30. That's up $2.57 1/2. Feeder cattle for September, 234.20. That's up $2.77 1/2. Taking a look at crude oil for August, 69.41 per barrel. That's down $3.12. Crude for September at $69.51. That's down $3.01. Gold for June, $19.14.30. That's down $19. Silver for July, $22.46 1/2. That's down $0.34 1/2 on this Thursday. The Dow right now down 109. S&P down 4. NASDAQ up 53 1/2. That's a look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. If you're planting wheat for silage or forage this season, check out the new generation of Arnless Performance from the AgriPro brand. AP Long Jack is the highest grain-yielding Arnless variety in the AgriPro brand lineup. AP Long Jack is a medium maturity variety with good straw strength, SC and fly tolerance, and a very good overall disease tolerance package. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your wheat acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at agriprowheat.com.
Get ready for spring mowing with an instant $500 rebate on Spartan's most popular zero-turn mowers at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Over 100 Spartan mowers in stock and ready for you immediately with many unique features to make mowing your lawn faster, easier, and more comfortable. 0% financing available with approved credit. See the full line of Spartan mowers at Country.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Bailey Farmer. It's not a secret that wheat crops have been struggling all over Kansas this year. Kansas State University Farm System Specialist Ignacio Ciampitti shares options that farmers can plant after early terminated wheat. Knowing when to plant and which alternative crop option would be best for the field are factors farmers need to consider when taking the next step after the early terminated wheat. Soybeans are a great option to plant after your early terminated wheat. Ciampitti talks about why they are a good option.
And then if you think about on soybeans, I mean, in many situations, we will be seeing a lot of more farmers going into soybeans. And it looks like when you're looking at the cropping systems, one of the most common rotations that we have is wheat soybeans. And in this case, what happens to many of those farmers that they were doing wheat double crop soybean is that rather than just to be you planting your soybean in July or late June, now you will be planting a month before. So which is almost like planting a full season soybean. Why? Because during May, we didn't have and even during April, we didn't have a lot of growing degree days. We have some of our studies planted late April, on soybeans, and we still are probably in B1 or just with one trifoliate, so the soybeans are quite small.
CM Pitty shares the optimal day to plant sorghum and the difficulty weather adds to planting season.
And sorghum is also not a good option if you think about out there, and if you think about more in the way that we are starting in some places in the state, I mean, with soils that are very depleted. We have a hope, but we know that it's really hard to predict the weather. If you talk to different people working on the weather side, on climatologists or meteorologists, they are discussing that it looks like at some point things are going to shift during the summer and we hope to see more rain coming. There is always a probability to that. And we don't know exactly what is the level of probability to really see that change and when is the moment that that will occur. So for those ones that are more conservative and they're looking for options on trying to get some stable yield, sorghum is always a good option. And if you think about planting date, in many situations when you look at the optimal planting day for sorghum, this is the optimal time. I mean, most of the farmers that are planting sorghum, they usually tend to plant in June.
He discusses ways to break the wheat-wheat cycle and introduce something new to the growing rotation.
One of the ways to break the wheat-wheat cycle is just to introduce a new crop. And then even if it's a short crop or if it's basically a cover crop between now and the next planting wheat, that would be a good idea to make sure that you have something growing and also throw some crops into the rotation. And make sure that you have some rotation between or fail wheat and your next growing season in wheat, if you're moving to that kind of a rotation.
That was Kansas State University Farm System Specialist Ignacio Ciampitti with crop options farmers can plant after early terminated wheat. For more information, visit www.eupdate.agronomy.ksu.edu. I'm Bailey Farmer, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Wildcat fans, K-State football single game tickets are on sale now. Don't miss the action as your 2022 Big 12 champs defend their title this fall in the Bill. Prices start at just $30 for the home opener September 2nd. Don't wait to order as prices are subject to change. Reserve your seat today by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
KNDY. We'll be right back.
for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
We've been playing country music since before country music was cool. We're 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.